This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Well, hello and Merry Christmas, bestie. How are you?
I'm good, bestie. Merry Christmas.
This is fun. So we're doing a fun little Christmas special here at the George Mossy Show with my bestie Gina. And we're not going to talk about any TV shows or anything. We're kind of just going to talk about Christmas, right? Because Christmas is like a huge deal, no matter who you are, where you live, what religion you are, or what race you are. Christmas is like a big deal, and it's celebrated differently by different types of people. So we're going to get into like a little personal Christmas stories about, you know, the holiday and presents and food and all of that stuff. So Gina, I hope that you had an excellent Christmas so far. I hope you got a bunch of presents and things that you need and also don't need.
I'm like you. If I don't have it and I want it, I buy it. Like the Ariana song, Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah. I want it. I see it. I buy it. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I don't have a Christmas list because I'm one of those people where if I see it, I want it, and I'll just buy it. And I've never been the type to expect anyone to buy me anything. So, like, you know how if you're in a relationship and the person buys you presents, I always find that to be weird. Because I was like, why would you want to buy me anything? That's so weird. I always just buy myself stuff. So I'm also the type where I like to give things to people or buy presents for people, but I don't ever expect anything in return. So
Me too. So I will take credit for coming up with this idea. So your listeners can get to know us on another level, like what we do traditionally, what we both do traditionally, and just like talk the shit, right? So, you know.
I know. I love the idea because a lot of people, they always message me and they ask me questions, like personal questions, because they want to get to know me on a deeper level. Because, you know, I'm an open book mostly online, but there's like a lot of things that I keep private, right? Like a lot of people don't know my personal life. They don't know if I'm in a relationship, or a lot of people didn't know about my daughter until recently. I keep a lot of stuff private. So I was like, yeah, this will be fun. People can get like an inside look. And I think the number one question I get is people are like, tell me more about this cult that you grew up in and stuff. So there are a lot of people that are curious about that. And the cult also affects how Christmas was for me growing up. So I'll get into that. I'll tell everybody how Christmas wasn't in my life and then was in my life. And I'll break it all down. You know, I feel like this was a good idea. People want to know a little more, and I'm a little guarded with my personal life. So I do feel like it'll be fun for people to get to know me on a deeper level, because a lot of people think that I'm just this super unserious person all the time. I can be very serious, Gina. I can be very serious. I just try not to be, because it's not fun.
Exactly, right? So, and as you know, I like to laugh too, but I also keep a lot of things private in my life as well, right? So, but like in this time of year, during like the Christmas and the holidays, I find it to be more like open, right? Like you're like, and whatever you may be going through, it's supposed to be a happy time, but it might not be a happy time for others. So I'm hoping that everyone can get a little piece of like what I did as a child, as I grew up, and what I love the most about Christmas and this time of year, right? And then you'll be able to share your experiences as well. So I just think it was like something different creative. And yeah, I just thought we would just go with the flow. No scripts, no nothing, no
Yeah,
notes.
this is the first time we've recorded with absolutely no notes, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
We always have something jotted down, even if it's just like a topic list. This is, yeah, we went into it with absolutely no notes at all. And we're just going to talk to you guys about Christmas. And I hope that everyone is having a wonderful Christmas. I know 2025 was a really rough year. I posted on my story a picture of a boxer, and she was all beat up and bloody after the fight. And I was like, that's what I feel like me at the end of this year. Like I went through a lot. We all went through a lot as a country, as a nation, as a world, as a universe, like as a civilization. Everybody went through a lot. No countries are really on top of the world right now. We're all going through something. So I feel like getting through this year was very tough for a lot of us. So I feel like it's a major accomplishment that we made it out, right? Like we made it out, even if we're bruised and bloody and beat up, we're still here. So, we're still here.
We've
We
got
made
these battle wound scars in
it.
our checkbooks and our wallets, and physically, not physically, but you know what I mean, right? So,
Yeah, we've
yeah.
been through a rough year. And okay, so let's go to my childhood. So when I was young, I was a Seventh-day Adventist. Everybody knows that probably. I talk about it pretty frequently. But the one thing about Seventh-day Adventist is they believe that the Sabbath is Saturday, because in the Bible, I think in Genesis, it says the Lord created the world in 7 days and he rested on the seventh day. So Saturday is considered the Sabbath. And when it comes to Christmas, in my, well, I don't want to say my religion because it's not my religion anymore, but in that religion, they consider Christmas Day, Jesus Christ's birthday. So only thing you're allowed to celebrate is Jesus's birthday. So you can't buy gifts, you can't put up a tree. So they refer to all of those as pagan practices in my cult. So when I was growing up, we didn't have a Christmas tree. We didn't get presents. Christmas was a day that, and just another day that we went to church. We went to church every day anyway. It was just another day that we went to church. So I didn't really experience Christmas until, I want to say my sister got her own place around the time I was like 12 or 13. And I tried to move in with her because she was my sister. Not only that, my sister was my best friend growing up almost. And I mean, I had friends, but my sister and I were really close. But she was like out of the cult, right? So she was like eating meat because, we couldn't eat meat. I couldn't eat crawfish. And bestie, I lived in New Orleans. I couldn't eat seafood. Can you imagine living in New Orleans and
My
seafood? Like, what the hell? I was eating plants in New Orleans, in Louisiana, where all of the food has meat in it and seafood and.
you were a not wannabe vegan, basically,
I
were you?
was forced. Yeah, I was forced into veganism. So when my sister got her own place, I would go, well, she had kids. So my excuse was, I'm going to go watch her kids for her while she goes to work. And that was my excuse to like move in. Right. She didn't get off of work until like 11, 11:30 at night. So by the time she gets home, my mom lived on the other side of town. So I would just sleep over and then she would take me to school in the morning. So I basically had the perfect plan to move out. But I disguised it as I was helping. I mean, I was babysitting. So like I was started raising kids at a really young age. I was probably like 11 or 12, and I was like changing diapers and feeding babies. Like I did all of that because my sister worked literally all the time and she had little babies. So I was always so I, she would come pick me up from school and I would be babysitting the night. So I was like a little tiny baby daddy. Like I had babies. So I've always been like really good with kids, but like that's kind of how I started experiencing Christmas. Because when my sister got her own place, she started celebrating Christmas. So she'd have a tree up, and then she would buy presents for the kids. And then since I was there, she would buy presents for me. And that's kind of how it started. So I was a little older, but that's kind of how Christmas was. And it was almost like a forbidden thing. Like I wasn't supposed to be doing it. So I kind of felt like it was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if my mom knew I was doing it, she would be mad. But it was still fun. I thought it was a neat holiday. It wasn't normal for me because we weren't allowed and they taught us that we weren't allowed. But after I experienced it, I was like, oh, I kind of like this. It's fun because it's not really about indulging yourself in gifts. It's more so about like showing people that you care by getting them a gift. So I saw that growing up, because I was taught as a kid, they're like, oh no, it's self-indulgence. You're thinking about yourself more than you're thinking about the Lord. You know, that's what they taught us. But it's not necessarily that. It's more so you want to show people how much you care by getting them something that they really love or relate to or like. It shows that you pay attention, right? And I think that's what the religion was missing in that.
Exactly. I for me, as a child, it would Christmas Eve was always more important than Christmas Day. Christmas Day was just a day to veg out, lounge around, and do nothing, basically. But as a child,
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Filed because my aunt would either do Christmas Eve and then my mom would do Christmas Day or vice versa, right? So as a child, like my cousins would come over, our family friends would come over, and it was just the house was hustling and bustling and foods galore. So we tend to eat codfish on Christmas Eve, or any fish. But
So,
obviously,
is there a reason why it's fish? Like, is there like a
well,
is it
you're
a
not supposed to,
is it a religious thing?
it's a religious thing and a traditional thing, right? To eat codfish. However, like a lot of the kids, my cousins and I were we weren't really fans of codfish, so my mom would have other stuff like different meats and stuff like that too, or different foods. It would just be. And the dining room was only used once a year, and it was either Christmas or Christmas Eve, right? One of those days. Once a year, basically, that's when the dining room was used, right? Unless it was a special event, like whatever, my first communion or my confirmation or whatever. Unless it's a special event, that's where everything is being held. And then it would just be so many desserts and whatnot, but I've traveled to Europe for Christmas. I've traveled to Portugal for Christmas. And it just hits differently because it's not when I go to my parents' village because it's really small. And I see my cousins and whatnot. It's more about being together versus it being a commercial. I think we've like it's about the spirit behind the Christmas, like whether and it's not about the gifts, it's about being with family and eating and drinking. It's not like the smallest thing like can make anyone happy. Like when I go for Christmas there, I don't expect any gifts. I'm the one that's giving the gifts, right? So when I get there and whatnot, I bring gifts all the time, regardless if it's Christmas or whatever. I bring gifts all the time. And my luggage is full of gifts for my cousins. But I don't expect anything when I go there for Christmas, but they also include me when I go there for Christmas. So like last year I got a pair of earrings from like the Claire's there or whatnot. And then I got a pair of socks, right? But I really didn't anticipate anything because it's all about being with family. And then we attend midnight mass, which sometimes I refuse to go, but I have to go. And because my cousins give me an ultimatum, like either you go to Christmas Mass, like midnight Mass, and if you don't, you can't go to the bonfire because we have a huge bonfire where the community gets together and we basically eat more food that's grilled on on the fire. We'll take fire coals, so and everyone brings something, whether it be chorizo. We eat a lot of pork. I'm not a fan of pork, but we eat a lot of pork for like we're Portuguese. They don't give us the nickname pork and cheese for a reason. We'll just eat more foods and drink all night and dance all night. Like my cousin sent me a video yesterday, and I was just like, oh man, I wish I was Kim Kardashian and had a private plane because I would be there in a heartbeat, right? So, and they're still going at 5 o'clock in the morning. So all you do is sing and dance and eat like at this bonfire. It's cold as fuck, but you're drinking and eating and you're feeling good and the booze is in you and you're fine. You're fine. So last year when I went,
Wait, when you said as a kid, so there were booze involved?
booze, there's always booze involved in our parties. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, when is it okay to drink in your culture? Is because you know,
Anytime.
oh, so y'all were allowed to drink at the events even if you were like kids or teenagers, or like how does that work?
Well, the legal drinking age in Portugal is 16 or 17, but I didn't grow up in Portugal. I grew up in Canada, right? But they always gave us a little something like, you know, like a little bit of Kahlua or a little bit of Baileys, you know, just to try, right? So, or a little bit of beer, right? Just to try, just to try.
Oh,
So,
really
we
cool.
were immersed in the alcohol at a very young age, basically.
Interesting. I mean, that's cool because I remember the first time I ever had alcohol, I was at my sister's barbecue at her house with her boyfriend, and it was, you know, a big party, and they were grilling, and my sister's boyfriend gave me a beer. And I think I was probably like 13. And he was like, here, you can have a beer. And I was like so excited. You know, I was so excited. Oh my God, I get to have a beer. I am so cool. I'm like so excited. So I open the beer and I take a sip and it's so nasty. I almost throw up. Like it was so nasty, Gina. Like it was the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life. I would have rather drank like ocean water. Like it was so bad. And I was like, damn. Because I had the buildup that it was going to be so great. I don't know why.
Great.
Right. I don't know why I thought beer tasted amazing. I guess, you know, when you've never had anything, you have these ridiculously high expectations. So, yeah, I drank it and I didn't even finish it. I literally spit it out and I didn't even want it. And then I went and got a Coca-Cola out of the cooler and I was good to go. But here, let's go to a really fun story. It's not Christmas related, but the first time I ever got blackout drunk. Let's go to that. This seems like fun, right? All right, so I was at a friend's family member's wedding. So they weren't related to me. It was just a friend of mine who had a family member that was getting married. So I'm at the wedding and no, the reception. The wedding went fine. So we're at the reception. Oh, I'm 16 years old. I forgot that part. I'm 16 years old and it was out of town. So I was living in Ohio at the time. And it was also in Ohio. I believe the wedding was in either Cincinnati or Dayton. I can't remember now, but we traveled to the wedding because I remember my friend's parents drove us like from where I was to where the wedding was. So we get to the wedding is cool. And at the reception, Gina, there's an open bar.
Of
So
course.
there's an open bar, and I'm 16 years old, and I've never drank really, you know, because I told you at 13, I had like a beer and it was nasty. So I'm 16. And everybody's drinking. So there's like a group of teenagers. Like we're all hanging together. Like the teenagers are all chilling together. The adults are all dancing, you know. So we're all drinking. And I didn't realize that you're supposed to pace yourself with hard liquor because I was young. So I would just go get a drink and down it and go get a drink and down it and go get a drink and down it. And then after a while, I started getting dizzy.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so I started getting dizzy, and then my friends were like, "No, you're cut off. You can't have any more. I think that you don't know how to control yourself." So I remember being at the reception. I do remember them bringing me like some bread, you know, because you know you need to eat bread when you're really, really old. And then I remember waking up the next day, like in the bathroom, throwing up for like 6 hours. I don't remember how I left the reception. I don't remember how I got there because I was told the next day that I vomited all over someone's car. I was told that. And then they said when they got me back to where we were staying, I was just throwing up for hours and it was just a horrible mess. But I was completely blacked out. So I was probably blacked out for like 12 hours because I woke up like the next day to where I remember being awake, laying next to the toilet. I just remember because my friends were like, I've never seen anyone throw up that much because I was pretty back then too, Gina. So I was just, they were like, where is it coming from? They were like, we just don't understand. I've never seen anyone throw up that much. And apparently I didn't always make it to the toilet. So when I woke up, everybody was really angry with me because they were like, if you throw up anywhere else other than the toilet, we're probably just going to kick you out of this house. Like they were just done with me. It was bad, Gina. It was bad. And I didn't know that you like, you know, when you're drinking vodka and you know, tequila, that you have to pace yourself because this was really my first time really drinking anything other than like a wine cooler. So that was the first time I got completely wasted. And it was bad. I want to say I was hungover for like a whole full 24 hours. I felt
Oh,
like death for like a full 24 hours.
you don't know even want to know what. So story time for me. I was 16 and I had went to Portugal. Similar story. And I was at my cousin's wedding. And like the way the wedding works, you do reception, like you do the church thing, and then you have a reception. And the reception is both lunch and dinner. And we eat a lot of food. And I was sitting near my cousin's ex-husband at the time, not the one that got married, her sister's. And I just kept like, it just kept.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Keep on giving me shots and shots and shots and more shots. And literally by the end of the night, my cousin, her brother took me outside because I was turning a pale white color. And he's just like, oh my God, I think you're going to puke. And I puked. And then
Wait, where did you go? Were you still at the wedding reception?
I was at the wedding reception, but he took me outside of where the reception was taking
Oh, okay,
place.
good. Good.
So
Don't be
no one would.
me. Don't be
So
me
no
because
one,
I just puked everywhere. Don't be me. Have some class.
so no one can see it. But I remember everything what happened, right? So no one can see it. And then
Oh,
he's
well,
just
you
like,
weren't blackout drunk because you were.
no.
I was
But get
blackout.
this, so everything was homemade. All the food was homemade. My mom, my aunts, like everybody made food, right? So it wasn't catered in. And then I was sick for like 4 days in bed, throwing up. Everything that went in came right back out. Like my mom was scared that I had to go to the hospital to get my stomach pumped,
Oh my
right?
God.
Because yeah, that's how bad it was. Anything that went in came right back out, right? And then after the 4th day, like it was fine. Like if my mom opened the fridge, because we had all the leftovers from the wedding, I'd go like all of us, like my mom wasn't like drunk with alcohol poisoning or anything like that. Neither was my aunt. We were just did not want to smell that food. We would just hit the hills and go to like, and we would have like the food. We were just like, we're done. No, we would just go run to the washroom to start throwing up. That's how bad it was, right? So I was just like, no, I'm good. She's like, if your father ever finds out about this, because my dad wasn't there at the time, he will kill us both. To this day, my dad does not know that happened. So.
Oh my God. So that's so funny. To this day, unfortunately, my mom is no longer with us, but she never found out about the blackout drunk wedding.
So weird. We had so much, we had similar stories.
Yes, she never found out. And actually, she still didn't really know for sure that I was eating like meat and seafood and not. I think she had an idea because she knew that my sister was not a practicing Seventh-day Adventist anymore. So when I was staying with her, I think she had an idea, but like I pretended like I wasn't being a bad kid. I don't know. It's so weird that I still say that because I wasn't doing anything wrong. But
No, you weren't.
yeah, but I still tried to put it on that. But you know, my mom never really knew the little wild hellion that I was turning into at that time. But yeah, she never knew about my blackout drunk story. I mean, she did know that I've gotten drunk before because there were times when I was a teenager where I would come home drunk. But she didn't. We've had the conversations before, but this was around the time that close to when I was moving out. Like I had a job and I was trying to move out, so it was harder to control me as well.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. I just find it so funny how we had similar stories, similar ages, and everything. I literally had a bucket right near my bed, and for 4 days it was nonstop. Luckily, no, I didn't go to the hospital, thank God, and I didn't have to get my stomach pump after 4 days in bed. I was good to go. I was good to go, but I was eating very light, so it was just water, crackers, bringing in solid foods, not heavy foods. So yeah, it's one of the best diets you can go on, but one of the worst feelings because I wasn't even hungover. I was just so sick and tired of throwing up. I didn't wake up with a headache. Didn't like it was just like I'm never doing this ever again. So.
Well, I said that, but I did. Like I'm such a drunky person. Like I love drinking and like conversating and partying with friends. Like I've never had a DUI. Like don't get me wrong, I'm very safe about my drinking, but I don't, pace myself. I tend to. That's why if I'm gonna go to a party, I'm gonna Uber to that party because I know ain't no way I'm gonna be able to drive. Like I know that I'm gonna have a good
You
time.
make smart decisions,
Yeah, like
basically.
I've never
So,
done nothing like drinking and driving or nothing, but I definitely know if there's gonna be alcohol. I'm not one of those. You know how people go and they're like, I'm not drinking tonight. That's not me. And actually,
oh, I know.
you want to hear something really funny? I was hanging out with Angela one time and we were out and I didn't drink the whole night because the night before I got really drunk. And it was just so funny because everywhere we went, she would order me a drink and I was like, no. I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking. And it's funny because no one thinks of me that way. So that, and I actually stuck with it. I didn't drink that night. And everybody was like, I cannot believe you actually avoided drinking today because it's so hard. Like putting a drink in my face is like putting a carrot in front of a camel. It's just really difficult to not take a drink or take a shot. So I was so proud of myself that day when I was like, oh, I'm not drinking tonight. And the funny part is everybody that was, my crew, they all laughed. They were like, oh yeah, by the end of the night, you're gonna be so wasted because there's no way you're not drinking because they were all drinking. And I did that. I did it one time. I actually stuck to my guns and I didn't drink. But the night before I got like super, super, super sick from drinking that night. So I was,
And you're like, nope.
yeah, and I was barely even over it from the night before. So I was like, I'm definitely not gonna do it again. Right? Like I'm definitely
No.
I know better than that because then I'll probably end up sick for days. So I was like, yeah, I'm not doing it. But it's so funny because my crew was like, yeah, you're saying that now it's 6 p.m. They're like, by midnight, you're gonna be wasted. And I wasn't. I literally wasn't. I stuck with it.
It was funny because I was at my work Christmas party this year and I kept on getting drinks from a lot of people, right? And then I went to the bar to get my last two drinks because I had so many drink tickets on me. And then I can smell the tequila. I was just like, oh, I was like, oh, I can smell that.
Smell yourself. That's how I know when I'm drunk, when I can smell my own alcohol.
No, I didn't smell my own alcohol, but they're doing shots. Like the bartender was making shots of tequila or whatnot, and I can smell the tequila, and I thought I was going to puke. And I'm like, I better make a run for it, drink these drinks, and leave, or else I'm going to get more booze in me. And I think it's my time to go because if that smell at the bar, when I went to the bar to get two drinks, is making me puke, I will end up puking. So I like after I drank the leftover, the remaining drink tickets I had, I dashed out. I'm like, nope, I'm going home.
Oh, well, Christmas became like a bigger deal for me when I had my daughter, I guess, because I've never been a Christmas person. You know, it's crazy. Like, I don't like people buying me things. I think I've told you that before. Like, it's weird when people buy me things. So, like, I think I didn't care about it until I had my daughter, and I was like, oh, I can buy her things, and we would go and drive around and look at Christmas lights. We would do like the zoo lights, you know, when they decorate the zoo with like lights and stuff. I started doing all types of Christmas stuff. Like it became like a huge deal for me, but it wasn't really for me. It was
It
more,
was for more for your daughter.
yeah, because you know, I wanted her to have the experience that I never got to have. I never got to experience Christmas. We never got to go do anything like, I mean, I want to say we had driven around to look at lights before, because that's not really celebrating Christmas. So I want to say as a kid, we did that once or twice, but we didn't go to like to zoo lights, or we didn't go to any other Christmas festivals, you know, because that would be considered celebrating Christmas. So I wanted her to experience, you know, the real believe in Santa Claus, like the little, I feel like it's part of, initiating children into life, you know, you teach them silly little lies as kids, and then when they get older, when they find out it was a silly little lie, that kind of makes their personality stronger. They know that, you know, people lie, you know, it's part of life. It's like it's a weird thing. So I wanted her to do that. I wanted her to believe in Santa and think that some random white man jumped down our chimney and brought presents in the house in the middle of the night. You know, like I was like, yeah, I'm gonna buy into this, and I did it. And I want to say, by the time she was 11 or 12, she had figured out that there was no man breaking into our house every year and bringing.
11 or 12, I was like maybe seven.
Oh no, she didn't get it right away, right?
No,
I
because
was
when you have older siblings, they ruin it for you, right? With
yeah,
if
that's true. You're right.
like they, my brothers, they're like, you know, Santa doesn't exist, right? It's mom and dad. I was just like, why? Like
Why would they
7 years,
do that?
like they ruined it for me. And then my mom was just like, I'm like, Mom, you're telling me that Santa doesn't, like, my brothers are telling me, but like, Santa doesn't exist. And she's just like, well, they're not wrong. Right. So,
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And my mom's just like, don't tell your cousins, right? Like I had a younger cousin who was a year younger than me at the time. She's like, don't tell anybody, right? Not at school, not like, don't tell anyone that you know that Santa doesn't exist. So I wasn't allowed to tell anybody that Santa did not exist, right? So, but they believed mostly like traditionally that it wasn't Santa that brought you gifts. Like there was Santa Claus and stuff like that, but it was like baby Jesus that would bring you gifts. So yeah, that was it. That was the baby Jesus would bring you gifts type of thing like that. So but it was just so funny. My most memorable Christmas would probably be the year my mom bought my brothers and I the Nintendo game system. And it was like a joint present for the three of us, and I literally
Was that
I was freaking out. I
the
was
original?
freaking out.
Was it the original NES system? Oh gosh, that was my favorite one.
With the Super Mario Brothers, the game that it came with was Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt,
Yeah,
right?
Duck Hunt. Oh my gosh, all right, you're
And
bringing.
we had to buy a TV, like one of those like big box, not big box, but it was like from like the thrift store or something like that, a secondhand TV so we can play the game. Oh my God, it was like the greatest Christmas ever, right? So, and I remember my dad loved watching Duck Hunt. Like my brothers and I play Duck Hunt because he would like it when we would lose and the dog would laugh, right? Like, you know, that stupid dog when you miss the duck, he'd be like, hee-hee-hee-hee. And I'm like, Damn dog. Wait, though.
Remember
That
that. That's so funny. That's crazy. I
is.
don't remember how I ended up with the game system because, we didn't celebrate Christmas. But I did end up with a Nintendo, but it could have been because I had a brother and sister. I was the youngest and they were much older than me. It could have been a hand-me-down too. Like, I don't remember how I ended up with it. Because, when the Super Nintendo came out, they probably gave me the Nintendo because they didn't want that in.
One thing to Nintendo, the Super Nintendo came out, and then it was Sega, and then PlayStation, and whatnot. Oh my God, it was like good times. And then like our Christmas tree, you think like it was like 80s or 90s like Christmas tree decoration. So like the flashy tinsel, the flashy like Christmas decor decoration. Nothing like how it is today, where it's so like it's more elegant, more tasteful. No, it was tacky. Like tacky Christmas tree. It was, I'm like, I would try to like look for prize, like see what's like open the presents and see that it was a box. I'm like, goddamn box, it's just fucking clothes, right? So because I knew because it wasn't a toy, I'd be like, god damn it, it's clothes. I don't want clothes, right? Because no kids want clothes for Christmas when they're younger. They want toys. So it was just so much fun, right? So but now we don't do anything too crazy. We get like my aunt does, we'll visit each other or whatnot, but that's about it. Like my mom, my aunt will do her own thing, my parents and I will do our own thing, type of thing like that. So yesterday I think I told you we had like calamari. I went to get Chinese food, Chinese food takeout. My dad grilled calamari on the barbecue, and that was basically it.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, Christmas is not a huge deal for me. Like, my sister was supposed to fly in this year from Louisiana, but she ended up having to work Christmas Eve. So we were like, ooh, if you fly in on Christmas Day, that'll probably be a nightmare. So we're gonna skip the Christmas trip this year, and then we're gonna go to New York City next month. So
Oh, nice.
yeah, we're going to New York City, me and my sis, and we're gonna go, do some concerts and, just be New Yorkians for a day or, well, a few days.
Not a day. That would be.
And the best part about it is my sister mentioned to me that she's never been to New York, and
What?
I almost passed out because I've been to New York. I don't even remember. Gina, I've been to New York more times than I've been. Oh my God. When I was younger, I lived in New York. Like, I didn't live there, but I was always there. Always.
Yeah.
I told you in 2008, I went to the MTV Video Music Awards. The awards show where Kanye told Taylor Swift that he was going to let her finish. I was there. When that pop culture moment happened, I was there. I watched it happen. I was actually at the award show sitting down in the seats. So I was always in New York. New York is out, and I've been to Fashion Week many times. I met Kim Kardashian and Ciara and who else? Kelly Rowland. I met all of them at Fashion Week. So when I ran into like a lot of the celebrities and stuff. So New York is like a third
Second home,
for me. Yeah, like
third or fourth home.
If I was gonna move, New York has always been on my list. It's just I don't want to live in like a city that never sleeps, that smells like urine. But I do freaking,
And cold.
I know, but I do love New York. So yeah, my sister and I were gonna do a New York trip next month, and then we're gonna do a Vegas trip in March, which will be fun. But yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get my sis to come this year. I was there for Thanksgiving, but. For at her house. So, but yeah, it's this is also our first year. My mom passed in May, so this is our first Christmas without our mom. So it's been kind of hard. So my brother and sister and I have been kind of, dealing with that because it's different, right? Like they, especially my Louisiana family, they always did things together for the holidays. Gina, I was estranged from the family. So it's not a shock if they have a huge event and I didn't show up. Because that's just who I was. But like now that we're trying to be closer and everything, my brother and his wife booked a cruise. months and months and months ago before my mom passed. This is like over earlier in the year. And so they were all, everyone was supposed to come to my house this year, but they were on, they're on a cruise right now out of the country. And then my sister was going to be here. And then my niece was, everybody's going to come in out from out of town. But then things didn't work out the way that we planned. So next Christmas, I think everyone will be here. So I'm starting to be a little more family oriented because, you know, me, Gina, I was a little estranged from my family for many, 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 many years. Right. So I'm trying to be a little more open to family and being a part of things because I'm a loner and I kind of pick my family. And I had issues with my family back in the day. We're all good now, but it wasn't it was kind of a sensitive subject for me. But you know what they say, once we experienced a great loss, we just moved on. Nobody had to apologize.
You just you your bond gets stronger, and I know that for a fact, right? So it's happened the same thing when my uncle passed away, right? We weren't as close to like my dad's side of the family, but that's fine, right? It happens. And then when he after he passed, we got like closer together, like type of thing like that. So I wouldn't trade anything in the world for them, right? You can pick and choose your friends, but you can't pick and choose your family. And yeah, you'll get into tiffs with families or whatnot. I have some family members that I do not even speak to. They can walk across the street from me and they can walk on the same path as me, and I will avoid them. Because I give no flying F's about them, because they don't give no flying F's about me. So that's basically it. And then, but it's strange how a tragedy or something so sad can sometimes bring you closer together. And it's kind of like, was this meant to happen? Is this kind of a blessing in disguise that we're a lot closer and we will like this brought us together more together than anything. Because before my uncle passed away, we would hardly ever see each other, maybe like once or twice a year type of thing like that during Christmas time, and that was about it, right? My uncle was busy building an empire, building his own business, right? Being like he would do be doing roofs and stuff like that, right? Never had time, right? So we would only see each other on special occasions or special events, right? Now my aunt comes over at least once a month, or like my mom is always.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Calling my aunt or vice versa, right? And my cousins came over, right? So on Sunday, my other cousin, his sister came over this week, right? So it's really special, right? And like they invited us over for my cousin's graduation, like in June or July. June. It was my birthday. I was getting lit like a Christmas tree on my birthday at my cousin's house because, well, the booze was free. But it's so funny how we're a lot closer than anything now. So it's weird how things happen for a reason. So I do have a question for you though. So, like, since obviously, like, your family members had grandkids, like kids and stuff like that, with and when your mom was still around, was traditionally like for Christmas time, was it like she began to cave more like during that period, or was it still like strict by the rules, like no Christmas type of thing like that? Or now when the grandbabies came around, it was more acceptable, like
the Chris like the Christmas
Well,
traditions and stuff like that. Enlighten me. Oh.
didn't really participate in like the gift giving, but she would definitely like my sister or brother or family members would have like Christmas dinners, and she would go to all of that. Like she would
Okay.
cook, she would eat, and you know, so yeah, she didn't really she never really was a big gift giver for Christmas because that was like not part of the religion, but he was present. So like yeah, when the grandbabies came around, like we would have, well, I don't want to say we because I didn't really do much, but they would have like dinners, or my brother would host Christmas at his house, or my sister would host Christmas at her house, or mom would have them over for dinner at her house. They would do things and celebrate Christmas together as a family. But for her, it was more of like having the family together because when she was still around, she would always say to me, she was like, I really want all of my three kids together. She was like, whether it's for Christmas, whether it's for Thanksgiving, because I was always the problem. Like
The black sheep.
everybody would have something. Like for instance, my sister got married. Oh man, this was probably over 10 years ago. My sister got married and she invited me to the wedding and everybody was there. My mom, my brother, my sister, obviously it was her wedding, my dad. Like it was a massive, my grandma. It was like a huge reunion for everyone and they wanted me to come. And me being the stubborn guy that I am, I was like, oh no, I'm definitely not coming to that. And now I look back and I really wish that I wouldn't have been as stubborn and I would have, you know, been at more family events. Because I've missed out on so much. Like my brother's son is probably like 10 or 11, you know, and I just recently met him this year. You know, like it's really, really sad that I missed out on a lot, but you know, I was out here living my life, doing my thing, thinking that I didn't need.
You didn't need them.
Yeah. And like you said, when something traumatic or a tragedy happens, it opens your eyes to what you're missing. Oh, and I want to mention, so in April, my childhood best friend, so I grew up with this guy and he was in the cult with me and we went to school together. Our parents actually, his dad and my mom almost ended up together. They were really close and almost ended up together. And he passed away unexpectedly in April, which was really, really weird, right? So I got a call from my mom actually, and she was like, hey, just so you know, Paul passed away. And I was really confused because I was like, huh? So I had just talked to him like a couple of weeks ago prior to that. So I was really confused. And apparently he passed away unexpectedly. He had an illness that he did not know about. And just one day you're here, one day you're gone. So I had a lot of loss this year. And I think that I really was more open to being there. Because of that, I was like, I lost a lot of people that were really close to me. And I mean, I've lost a lot. Like, I've had three best friends my entire life, and four of them have all passed away. I only have one left. That's why I told my current best friend, I was like, look, you better not think about leaving this world. I can't handle that. You know, like, I can't. I've had three of them that are no longer here. And all out of like strange occurrences, like, one had total kidney failure at 30 years old. And another had brain cancer, which was successfully removed. And then a year later, it came back and took her out immediately. And then my best friend from my childhood passed this year from undiagnosed diabetes. So it's just, you know, it really made me open my eyes. I was like, man, I really need to be a little more susceptible to stop holding grudges and just be there, you know, live in the moment. Stop, because I'm a grudge holder, Gina. Like if somebody pissed me off 35 years ago, I still remember. Right?
A
I
petty,
still
petty person, and you know
Yeah.
that I am so petty, but I take things to the grave. And my brothers are just like, you know, you're gonna regret one day if the family members that I don't talk to, you're gonna regret it. I'm like, no, I'm good. I've already mourned them in my own separate way. I'm good. I'm good without them in my life. Thank you.
See,
But
that's how I was. And then I started noticing that sometimes you don't get the time to reconcile. Sometimes things happen. And I was like, I don't know. I would rather at least, I don't have to apologize or whatever, but I would at least want to be on speaking terms with people because you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. And then the holidays, it really hits you, you know?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good without them.
I don't know, Gina. I'm telling you, I've lost.
Well, if you knew what, like, so long story short, basically, they only care about people that actually have money, like my cousins and stuff. Like, my cousins are well off, right? I'm not as well off as them. So they would be on their hands and knees catering to my cousins at all times, including my aunt, right? And for me, it was my aunt, my uncle. They're also my godparents at the same time. For me, it's like a totally different attitude, right? And I prefer sleeping in hotels. I don't like bothering people at all when I travel overseas, right? So that's the way I am. But at the end of the day, my uncle, my godfather, used to live, like, my mom live here in my parents' house for over a year, 2 years, right, without his wife and wife here. And my mom would cook, my mom would clean for them, and they couldn't even hold, like, they couldn't even make a bed for me, like, on the couch or whatnot. And then I was just like, I can see the treatment. It's completely different from your own goddaughter to your niece and your nephew. They have money, and I don't have as, I'm not as well off as they are. I can see where this attitude is coming from, right? And then one day when I was in Portugal, it was like years ago, in October, my dad forced me to go to their house for lunch, for dinner, and I didn't want to go. I was like adamant, I'm not going. My dad's like, just go, just go, just go, just go. And I'm like, fine, I'm going to do it for you, but don't ask me anything else. So I met up with my dad's sister that I hadn't seen since I was like 10 at the hotel that I was staying at. I was staying at the Sheraton. And then we went, and the attitude that I received from my aunt and my cousins, I was like, oh, I'm done. I am not doing this anymore. And then when I came back home, I told my dad what happened. He thought I was bluffing, called me a liar. He's like, that's impossible, blah, 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 blah. Until he talked to his sister, and his sister told him. She's just like, no, what Gina is saying is true. Like, they treated us, not your brother, but his wife and his grown adult children, like his daughters, treated us like shit, basically. So she has a right to be pissed off. So don't call her a liar, because it happened. You weren't there. And then my dad apologized to me. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do anymore. If you didn't want to go, you should have stuck with your guns. I thought we were going to meet for coffee or something. That I couldn't escape from. By a dinner, I couldn't escape from that. So
Oh.
I was good. I was good. I
Yeah.
was just like, I learned to accept it. And they will treat people that have money differently than who don't have anything.
That's terrible. I think having money is so unimportant. Like my friendships that I have are based on connection and compatibility. Like money is so, it's not even a,
Out of the question, it's irrelevant,
yeah, it's
and
not
it
even
should
a
have been
factor.
irrelevant. And then I told my cousin, who's well off, right? I told my cousin what happened. My cousin and I are really close. Like he at his daughter's graduation, he called me his sister when he introduced me to his friends. He's just like, by accident, he's like, oh, this is my sister. He's like, oh, I mean my cousin. I'm sorry, my cousin, right? But we're really close. And I was telling his wife what happened, and she called him over. She's just like, come over here, you got to hear what happened. And so I told him what happened, and he's like, that is stupid. Like, I can't believe that. Like, I can't believe they did that to you. I can't believe they made you feel that way. I'm so sorry. And then you see the pictures of us together with them and whatnot, and that must have hurt you, because the treatment, because like, even my cousin was just like, she worked at a hotel, and she's just like, she was offering them discounts on ho the hotel she was staying at. They were discounts. They could have stayed at her hotel, car rental discounts and whatnot. But I didn't get that type of treatment, right? I booked my own hotel, whatever. I don't care about that stuff, right? But I'm being treated differently when I believe that we should be treated as equals. Right. And my cousin said the same thing. He's like, I don't want to see them anymore. Like, I'm good. I don't have to see them anymore either.
You should be treated equally, and I'm sorry about that. And I have an aunt and an uncle, now that I think about it, that do act that way.
Right?
It is
There's
interesting.
one in every family.
Yeah, there's one in every family. Like, now that you said that, there is an aunt and her husband that do act a little strange towards people. And I never really understood it until I got older. And I talked to my sister about it, and I was like, yeah, I never was close with so and so. And she's like, well, yeah, because they act like they're better than everyone. And I was like, that's what it is. I couldn't put my finger on it. But my sister, being older and wiser, she was like, well, yeah, nobody likes them. They think they're better than everyone. They think that. And then I realized, I was like, that is what it is. They assume that they're above everyone, and that's kind of why they're the aunt and uncle that, they're usually not invited to things, right? Like,
Exactly,
we have
right? I don't have no issue with my uncle. He's my godfather, but like obviously you're around that environment, you could put your foot down and be like, no, right? But you don't, like you don't step in. And yeah, like, and then every time he talks to my dad or whatever, he's like, I don't understand what I did wrong. And like, she doesn't call anymore. She doesn't visit anymore. And my dad's like, I'm staying out of it. That's on her. Like, she could choose who she talks to and who she doesn't want to talk to. And my dad will leave it at that. When my dad really knows what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
And he's just like, you know what? I'm not, my dad's like, I'm not even going to take your side or his side, but you're my daughter and I will always stick by you with your decisions that you make. No,
well,
when you go to Portugal, you don't have to see them anymore.
you know
I'm
what?
like, thanks, Dad.
It's what the saying goes. They say the most complex relationship that you'll ever navigate is with your family. And a lot of people don't realize that, a lot of people are like, oh, I've been in toxic relationships or abusive relationships. I was like, the most toxic relationship you're ever going to deal with isn't with a boyfriend or girlfriend. It's going to be with your family. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, because I was like, your family thinks that they can say anything or do anything to you and it's okay because they're your family. Like, they get a get out of jail free card for being rude. And it's like, I definitely agree with that. The most complex, difficult relationships I've ever had to navigate wasn't with strangers, it was with my own family. And I think that was a weird, like, thing for me. I never realized it. And I was like, no, yeah, the most toxic relationships are not, relationships with people that you meet off the street and try to date. It's the people that you grew up with. Those are the people that are the harshest and inconsiderate. They're really, really bad. So it's like, dealing with your family is like a full-time job. That's why for like such a long time I just didn't do it. It takes a lot of work and effort to put up with people that think that they can do and say anything they want, and you
And get away with it, right? And nope, that
can't
does
relate
not.
it.
I've been fooled too many times by the same people, so like with them, so I just moved on and just was just like, no, I'm good. I don't need that in my life. So I'm good. I'm good.
I'm getting to an age where I'm trying to be more receptive to repairing friendships and relationships. Don't get me wrong, I'm not apologizing to people, but like, if somebody wants to apologize or open the lines of communication, I'm a little more receptive, because deep.
No, I'm good. I'm good without them. I'm good.
See, I'm at the age where I'm open to discussion. I'm not saying that I
No.
forgive you, but I'm open to the discussion of you apologizing. Like, I'm open to.
No, they don't even know why, like they wouldn't even know why they're apologizing. They don't know what their actions are. So how can you apologize for something that you are oblivious to when clearly your actions speak louder than your own words?
Mean, I'm not going to allow someone to not apologize or not take accountability. But if they're open to taking accountability, and you know what, it doesn't even have to be an apology, just take accountability and then we can move forward. And you know, we're
But
probably
the thing is, my uncle doesn't think he did anything wrong. And maybe in my uncle's eyes, he didn't. He really didn't do anything wrong, like treated me like a person or whatever. But it was more of his kids and his wife that treated us all like strangers, basically, like we weren't family, and like just the like snobbiness and the like being rude and whatnot. I can't take that.
oh, that's terrible.
Right. So that's why I was just like, no,
Awful.
how can you apologize for something that you don't think you did anything wrong, or you don't know what you're apologizing for or taking accountability for?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe I'd be more like open to hear, like, hey, I've opened my eyes. I'm sorry that you were treated like that. I'm sorry that you, like, I know your feelings were hurt. You shouldn't have felt like that. Like, and I understand where you're coming from. Then maybe I would be more acceptable to it. But if you're telling my dad himself, like, I don't know what we did wrong, then that's where the problem is. What do you mean you don't know what you did wrong? It was clearly visible what you did wrong.
Yeah. So, out of the things that you got this year, wait, did you get any presents this year? I'm just curious, what did you
I'm
get?
still waiting for presents from my parents. They haven't given me the Christmas present yet. I call it my Christmas book.
What are they waiting on?
I don't know. The Christmas bonus, maybe when I come back after church. I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah, what's the hold up? Well, they
I
should.
have no idea. Maybe they had to need to have a talk on how much money they're going to give me. At work, I was spoiled. I was so spoiled. Somebody gave me $100.
Oh,
Right.
wow.
Yeah.
That is a very generous gift.
And she didn't have to do that, right? I got chocolates and these gingerbread wafer cookies at my work, from another sales rep. I got the $100 from the sales rep. I got a $100 Amazon gift card from somebody else. Like I got oh, like some what else did I get? I forgot. Like one of the days, I was having just the luckiest day, and I'm like, but it was, yeah, it was really like touching, right? Oh, my cousin brought me a bottle of a rosé. I'm not really a drinker by myself. I drink more with like in company, so like a social drinker. So I got that too, and then yeah, just basically like little things, but sometimes it's just the little things that make me happy. It's like nobody has to get me anything. Like,
Oh my
be happy
God.
with.
We're so alike because I don't, like you said, we're both the same. I buy whatever I want. So it's probably impossible for somebody to buy me something that I want that I don't have. So it is, it's little things that I look for. Like, you know, the Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Sometimes you don't want a present. You just want like attention, or you want, you know, to spend time with someone. So, like you said, it's definitely the smaller things. Like, nobody is gonna put a present under my tree that I'm gonna flip out over, because if I want it, I already have it. I did want those new, I have the Meta smart glasses, the Ray-Bans, but they have a 2.0 version of those. So I did want some of those. So
I'm gonna buy it.
I'm gonna buy myself a Christmas present, you know, and with
Well,
those.
tomorrow is what they call Boxing Day here. So it's kind of like Canada's version of Black Friday.
Oh, so you guys do Black Friday after
We
Christmas.
do, we have Black Friday, right? Because it's been introduced to us from our partners in the US, but we also have what's called Boxing Day. So Boxing Day occurs tomorrow. So I'm sure my emails are going to be flooded with different stores with Black Friday deals. So Lord only knows what I will end up in my shopping cart.
Yeah, I like the deals though, because like I said, I buy my own stuff. Like, I don't expect people to buy me things. So when I go online and I'm like, ooh, this everything is on sale, so I just buy all of the stuff that I want. Like, for instance, I had like 10 boxes show up yesterday, which was so ironic because it wasn't Christmas stuff. It was just stuff for me. Because when they put all the stuff on sale, you know, they want you to be buying presents for other people, but
People. No, I'm greedy. I just
I
think about
was just
myself.
buying stuff for me. So like yesterday on Christmas Eve, the mail lady, I have the same mail lady that delivers mail in my neighborhood, and she was like, really, George? 10 boxes on Christmas Eve. I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, none of this is even Christmas related. This is just my stuff. I was like, I'm sorry. But when they put everything on sale, I just want it all. And I was like, if I'm gonna get it for 50% off, I'm just gonna buy it, you know?
Right? Like, what did I order recently? I'm looking at my Amazon. Like, I had to get a clear purse for the concert that I'm going to in January because I'm going to go see Backstreet Boys in January, in Vegas. And then my belly ring just popped off a few days ago, and I'm like, where is it? And then I hear a ding on the floor, and I'm like, oh, there it is. But I had already ordered some belly rings off of Amazon. And then, oh, and I also won a purse that's worth $500 the other day.
Also, you're just having a really good luck aura about you. You know, when you have good luck, it means that the aura around you is very positive.
I was shocked too because I was entering these contests like it was a full-time job, like after
Yeah,
work.
I think most contests are a scam. They just want your email for their email list.
Well,
No.
I didn't have to email anything. I would just had to tag friends or whatever. And I won a Sandro Fringe Suede Tangoso bag. So I'm picking it up on January 9th, just because they're closed during the holidays and whatnot. So I'm picking it up on January 9th. And I made sure it wasn't a scam because there's a lot of those going around, right?
A
No
lot.
credit card information was given, no email address, no, like they asked for my phone number just so I can give it to them when I collect my prize, right? So, yeah.
Congratulations. That's awesome. I love winning things. I don't win things very often. So, but you know, I'm a gambler. So when I do gamble, I win and I get super excited when the slot machine the winning, you know, when you win, then it like starts at zero and it goes up and it like builds up how much you won. Like, that's like my favorite thing, watching the slot machine number.
What's your favorite sounds?
Yeah,
Like
I freak out. I grab my phone and I like record it. I'm so excited. Like, I want to watch it. Like, it's like a recurring video. I want to watch more than once. Like, I just love watching the number go up of how much money you won. Like, that's like my favorite thing.
I even told my best friend, I'm like, you'll never believe it. Guess what? Like, and I told you too. I'm like, I just won the purse because we would take each other in contests, right? So, and she lives here, and she's like, well, finally, Jesus. All right. And I'm like, no kidding, right? So, I was doing it devoutly, like it was like a full-time job, like, because I would be looking at the contests on Instagram and then I would just save them all and then enter them once I got home or whatnot. So, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that, and then after I never won nothing, I stopped. So I was like, this is a waste of time. I'm just giving them my email and they're emailing me like, go sh
No,
my
there wasn't like there was no email. It was just tag your friends or whatever, or like this post, tag three friends or whatever. It was more like stuff like that. Like I didn't have to really give email addresses or anything. So yeah.
Well, that's cool. I remember I got a DM on Instagram one time from like this sneaker company, and they said I won a pair of like $350 sneakers. And then they asked me to send them money for shipping.
Yeah, no, it was none of that. It was
Yeah.
none of that. I didn't
And
have
I
to
was
give.
upset because they didn't ask for the money right away. So I was like, oh, I won a pair of shoes. And then after they were like, they sent me like, I don't remember, a Zelle or somehow to send money for shipping. I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to send you money. I don't think this is how this is supposed to work.
Were
Yeah.
no. So it wasn't any of that. It wasn't any of that. So it was legit. I went on their page, right? It was legit, right? So yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Congrats. Well, I hope everybody had, oh, I forgot to ask this question before we end. So every year I watch a Christmas movie or two or three. So I wanted to give top Christmas movies. So I like to watch Home Alone. And also that's going to be another question. But because I want to ask you which Home Alone is your favorite, because you know there's different ones. So I watch Home Alone, A Christmas Story, the one where with the BB gun. I love that movie. And my most unpopular one that I love is called Jingle All the Way.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, where he's chasing after the action
Should
figure.
figure. Yeah. I remember. I remember.
I can't remember what they called him. In the it wasn't a Mega Man, but it was like I don't remember what it was, it was a generic toy. But they were chasing after this toy. And him and Sinbad were like fighting over this toy. And it's a funny movie. I used to watch it with my grandmother back in the day in Mississippi for Christmas. Like we would watch Jingle All the Way. And that's like a fond memory of mine. So I think my grandmother passed in 2005 or six. So we used to watch that back in the day together. So whenever I watch it, I'm like, oh, Miss Grandma. But yeah, so what is your top Christmas movies? Like, what do you
Okay.
have to watch every year? Like, it's not Christmas until you watch it.
Obviously mine would have to be Home Alone, the first one.
Okay, so the house one is your favorite?
Yes.
Because I do prefer the house one, but I also do like Lost in New York. But I do prefer
Yeah,
the
but
house.
you like New York, right? Like
I
it's
do.
like
I
a
freaking love New York.
Like it was, it's been a tradition with my dad and I. We watched it last week, right? Of watching Home Alone. I like Vegas Vacation or Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I like Elf as well with Will Ferrell.
Oh, I forgot about Elf. I did used to watch that. No, your picks are really good. I do.
And I would like the one with Tim Allen, Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, was Tim Allen in that?
Yeah.
I have to look in. I have to watch that. I haven't watched it in a really long time. Tim Allen.
But you know which one I'm talking about, right? Where the daughter comes home for Christmas and it's just like, and they have a cruise planned and then all their plans change because the daughter sprung it on them that she's coming home for Christmas and she's got a surprise and it's the boyfriend, the new boyfriend. He's not
Yeah.
feeling it. Yeah.
I do remember that one. And that is a
Yeah.
classic. I hear a lot of people say that they like Christmas with the Cranks. So I have to watch that
I
again.
do like the funny Christmas movies. I'm not really into like the sentimental ones, so but I do like the funny Christmas movies. And Home Alone is just like Home Alone, right? So and like I said, there's Elf. Like I think those are like my top picks. Even though I've only seen Home Alone, I haven't seen the other ones yet. I'm sure I can stream it somewhere. So I do have tomorrow off because tomorrow is a bank holiday. So and I work in finance, and there would be no point for me to work tomorrow. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I watched Lost in New York first, and then I watched Home Alone second. But I've seen them both since the holiday season. It's just a must. I have to. And like you said, I like the funny stuff. I like Jingle All the Way. I like the fighting between the two over the toy stuff. So yeah, it's I don't want to watch the ones where someone dies or is sad. I do like the ones where.
I don't like the Hallmark ones. You will not see me watching a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Well, those are all the same. It's the person.
Exactly.
They come back home from the big city and they have to go to the small town and save the town because the town is, they can't afford the Christmas celebration this year. Like, they're all the same. And if you've seen one, you've seen them all. Oh, and then she falls in love with the guy from her hometown, even though she's in.
Yeah, or like her, or like childhood sweetheart or something.
Yeah.
It's all very replicated.
It's re predictable. And yes, yeah, she's the big town New Yorker girl, and she goes back to her little tiny hometown and falls in love with the guy that she used to go to school with. And yeah.
Oh, I also like Four Christmases too.
What's that? I don't, what's
That
that?
one was with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
Wow. I don't remember that one.
It's where like their families have like they have to go to each Christmas with their families and they're dreading it, I think. Hold on.
Oh.
And like it's hilarious as well because it's Vince Vaughn, right? And they're kind of like in the midst of like divorce type of thing like that. But they have to go to each family's house because like their
Oh.
parents are all separated, right? So
Oh no. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, when the plans for an exotic vacation fall apart, unmarried couple Brad Vince Vaughn and Kate Reese Witherspoon must spend Christmas Day trudging around to a quartet of family get-togethers, while Brad, that's Vince Vaughn's character, counts the hours till he can escape the onslaught of crazy relatives. Kate begins to wonder about her own choices and ponders whether her family members are so crazy after all.
Oh, that does sound funny. I like
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon a lot. I think she's hilarious in her movies. I liked Legally Blonde. That movie was amazing. And also
Yeah.
I think she did a show. It was a streaming show. I think it was called Little Fires Everywhere. It was really good. It was really good.
So I basically like because it was pretty funny, right? So anything that has like major comedians like Vince Vaughn, Will Ferrell, you know it's not going to be like your normal Christmas movie. And the non-Christmas movie, like where everyone's like, oh, it's a Christmas movie, oh, it's not a Christmas movie. Like, you know how they have like what was it movie that they always say, oh, Merry Christmas, Filthy Animal, there's that one. But one of the non-traditional Christmas movies is Goodfellas for
Oh,
me.
I
Yeah,
didn't.
because there's a Christmas scene in the movie Goodfellas.
Yeah, there's an ongoing debate about Die Hard and it being.
Die Hard, that's what it was, whether it was a
Yeah.
Christmas movie or not, right? So
It's debatable.
Goodfellas is in the same thing.
It's debatable. And then some people like to fight and say that Home Alone's not really a Christmas movie. You know, like it's a huge debate. But I think it's all an interpretation. If it's a Christmas movie to you, it's a Christmas movie, right? I feel
Exactly.
it's not because a lot of people are like, oh, Die Hard's not Christmas movie. I was like, well, if it is a Christmas movie to the person that's watching it, it's a Christmas movie. You know, it is it in having a Christmas scene or it's set around the holiday kind of makes it a Christmas movie. Even if the focus is not on it, it still is.
Exactly. It is what it is. So, oh my God, this has been so much fun. I'm so glad I came up with this idea.
I am too, you know. Look at you. So this was fun, guys. I hope you guys learned something new about me and Gina today. And also, we hope that everybody had an amazing Christmas. If you spent it with your family, I hope that it was pleasant. If you didn't spend it with your family, maybe that was what made it pleasant. I don't know. But
Yeah, we don't know. We ain't judging you.
we don't judge because, you know, I used to not talk to my family, so I can't judge nobody. So I just hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season. I wish you love, peace, joy, happiness. And we're are coming up on a new year. And I wish for everyone to have a very prosperous year to come. And I hope that it's a lot easier than what we went through this past year. Right, Gina?
Yes, basically what George said, right? So with all the bells and whistles, but this has been so much fun, like getting to know us different, like in different aspects and our traditions and what we celebrated and what was our best Christmas gifts and what were like the most memorable memories that we have of this time of year, right? So later today, I plan to go and I think I sent you some videos of that, like maybe tomorrow, I'll go tomorrow. Of that light show house. There's a house near my place that does like a light show and it's
Oh yeah, you did send me
amazing.
that.
Right? So, and it occurs at 6 o'clock and 8 p.m. because I was watching somebody else's video and then I'm like, wait, they changed the music? Right? So I kind of want to go to a showing tomorrow, but I'll likely be going to the 8 p.m. showing because I've already been to the 6 p.m. showing. So I'm wondering if the 8 p.m. showing would be different.
Oh yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds
Yeah.
fun. I'm going. I have a ham in the oven right now, and I'm gonna go and eat dinner with my daughter. And we're gonna watch a Christmas movie, and we do that every year. And just, you know, some bonding time and just reflect on how blessed we are, right? I think a lot of people they want to open the presents, and I think just reflecting on what we already have is important for me.
Yeah, I think this time of year, it's you got to reflect on what you have and who you have around you and being in your circle, right? So, and I've already got ready, pre-ready to go to church. I was supposed to go at 11 a.m., just before 11, but then I had people come over. And then, so now I'm like, okay, well, I'm basically ready to go. So, and mass starts at 4, and it's like walking distance to my house, so I can easily walk there. And it's not snowing. So, and we don't live in igloos. Sorry, George. So, and there's not only three people in Canada. So, yeah.
There might be four. I mean,
There might be four.
somebody might have had a baby, you know, like I didn't account for that. But guys,
Okay.
this has been fun. Thank you to Gina for coming up with this fun idea. I knew I wanted to do something for Christmas, but I didn't know what I wanted to record. And I think this was it. I just didn't know it. Gina knew I didn't.
I knew it because it's just like, well, what, like, I'm wearing, it was funny because on your story, you had a Hello Kitty cup and I'm wearing my Hello Kitty Christmas sweater, right? So I was just like, oh my God, two peas in a pod. But yeah, I was just like, you know, what are you doing? Like, do you want to do a pod before I have to go or we get kind of crazy up in here, right? So like, let's do a Christmas pod, right? And you're like, oh, do it, like, oh, let's do a pod. And they're like, you're like, oh, should it be pop culture? I'm like, no, let's do something festive, something festivus.
I love it. I'm glad that we did this, and this will be a tradition. Maybe we'll start doing this every year. We'll
Yeah.
talk to everybody about our holiday, and we'll do other holidays too. Maybe, you know, who knows? It's up in
Who
the.
knows?
All right.
Who
Well,
knows?
this was fun. Everybody have a wonderful holiday. Gina, you have an amazing holiday, and
Yes.
we'll be talking soon. I think we're recording again tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So.
I think that's still a TBD.
Oh, well, I'm gonna do it. I think whoever's available, we're gonna do it. So if you guys wanna
Yeah.
see the gang back together, encourage everyone to do it. So
Yeah. So that will be TBD. So that just depends on everybody else's availability. Like, I'm free. I'm not working. I'm probably going to be shopping. So, Lord, with the Lord help me. Shopping from home. I'm not going to no mall. Shopping from home.
I'm going anywhere. It's too crazy. So all right, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New
Merry
Year.
Christmas.
We
Happy
love you.
holidays.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
Bye.
definitely. Bye.